There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Brian Baldinger will join us at 720. Dave Richard joins us at 8 to talk fantasy football. You need that lineup advice. Dave is there for you. 8 a.m. So don't go
anywhere. I got
anywhere.
Some questions for him.
But time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You know what? Maybe I'll put one of those in Drab's little freezer, and I'll have that ready in about an hour. It's going to taste good. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, guys. Obviously, Commanders fans still high on the winning streak, high on picking up the bell of the ball of the trade deadline cakes in Marshawn Lattimore. Although he did not practice yesterday, despite cakes claiming that it was a fake injury.
Oh, yeah. Fake is a strong word. Slightly enhanced.
I don't think that's true.
Exaggerated.
Slightly exaggerated. Yeah, that's a better word.
I think it's a real injury. Missed a game he had been playing previously.
It's not serious.
I don't think it's serious, but minor. It's a hamstring, but you got to nurse those things.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to Dak.
Florio thinks that he's going to miss, the Steelers are going to miss him. That, you know, he's not going to play this week.
Who was the last?
That's his best guess. Yeah.
Pro Bowl corner to don a Washington uniform.
The last Pro Bowl corner here in Washington.
I will tell you the year was 2010.
A corner that was a Pro Bowler.
We liked him. 2010. Came on our show somewhat frequently.
Pro Bowler.
Sean Springs.
D'Angelo Hall.
Ah, D'Angelo.
Oh, D-Hall. Okay.
What happened to Hall? He was doing like stuff locally, and then he got on the NFL Network and
he's coaching.
Oh, he's back into coaching.
I think he's coaching with the Carolina Panthers, isn't he?
Gotcha. I don't know. Not sure.
All right, so Valdez has some audio. I want to play that. Then I want to get into some promo stuff that's going to happen this week. But first, here's Adam Peters. He's asked yesterday how the Lattimore deal came about.
You know, first you look at the play style and to see does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn and he was available, which, you know, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You know, you can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And, you know, we didn't know that he would be available for that whole time, but if you wait till when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
Yeah, so it's something that, you know, that happened late in the process. Very interesting. So then, of course, obviously the question we were all asking as the trade deadline was approaching is how do you sort of balance winning now and building for the future, and Adam talks about it.
You're always trying to strike that balance, and I think, I mean, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, you know, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
I thought the players really embraced it. I saw Bobby Wagner said, "We want to win. We want to win now." Mm-hmm. It seems like even Benjamin St. Juice, like some of these corners, their role is going to change. But everybody was fired up.
I heard Eckler on with Grant and Danny, and he's like, "Nothing's guaranteed in this league. You can't just look 3 or 4 years down the road. It's like you got to win now when you have the opportunity."
Right.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And some of these guys won't be here next year.
These guys have short shelf life.
Some of these guys have 1 year contracts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who knows if they're going to be here?
Yep.
So of course they're going to want to win now.
I think I might bring old man Wagner back if he wanted to come back. He's been a good sort of stable.
Maybe they will.
Part of the linebacking core. But anyway, a big game against the Steelers this week. Before I want to get into the matchup, I guess they're worried. That's interesting. I don't know. I go to Pittsburgh all the time. You know, a couple times a year, we always have stuff there, tournaments and whatever. And if you just go out to a restaurant or something, and you're on the street, like everything's. Pittsburgh's wild. Everything's black and gold everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you have street vendors, they're all selling, you know, Pittsburgh merchandise, whatever it is. Penguins, Pirates, Steelers stuff, obviously everywhere. And you could buy a terrible towel like every block. Mm-hmm. You could buy terrible. In fact, my mother-in-law did buy a terrible towel. She just thought it was funny.
Okay.
$5. She was waving it at the volleyball match.
Okay.
Okay. To combat the influx of terrible towels.
Mm-hmm. This is a great idea.
The Commanders are putting out their own towels. Now, here's my question. They're putting out a burgundy towel.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, was this B. Mitch's idea? Like, because he definitely was talking about that, like in a stand-up. I can't remember where it was from. It was like sideline, maybe after the most recent game, where I think it might have been B. Mitch's like seed that got planted. And then they're like, you know, that's a great idea.
Here's what I was thinking. Do you like the idea that they're doing burgundy? Will the burgundy overwhelm the yellow, or should they put out like a gold to kind of mute the yellow?
So
you don't know.
Gold versus yellow. Yeah.
No, I think the plan is that everybody's going to be waving the towels, and it's going to look like burgundy and gold.
Yeah, their whole thing.
It's you know, the gold is
it's from
Pittsburgh.
The Steelers.
I know.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the whole point, is that all the Steelers fans be waving it.
People, optics for dummies. And,
yeah, like us watching, like, oh, look, it's burgundy and gold.
All right. All right.
But we know it's yellow towels.
Well, I hope there's more burgundy.
The Steelers wear black and yellow, not gold.
I hope there's more burgundy than yellow.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah. So. All right. So you like it, Cakes. You're all in on that.
I think it's an awesome idea.
That place is going to be jamming on Sunday.
I would guess every seat filled.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Russell Wilson is starting at quarterback for the Steelers this week. And I just wanted to look up his history against the Commanders / Redskins.
Okay.
And in 5 regular season games, he's completing against the Redskins. This is from 2014 all the way to 2023 with the Seahawks. He's completing, let me see, hold on, don't look. I got it all right in front of me.
He was with Denver last year.
Oh, Denver last year, correct. I'm sorry.
Yep.
61% of his passes for 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 picks. He's got a QB rating, for whatever it's worth, of 94.7 against us. He's actually, in the regular season, only 2-3 against the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a playoff win against us.
They lost last year.
So he's 1-0 in the playoffs. So lifetime against Russell Wilson, we're 3-3, 500. Now, he's played very well in these two games, right, with Pittsburgh. I haven't been super monitoring it, but I think he's passed for close to 600 yards, yeah. I think.
He's got he's 36 for 57, 63.2 completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, has not thrown a pick, about 271 yards per game.
Hasn't Drab been kind of rekindling his thing with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think isn't now he's thing? On. He likes him. He's like rooting for him.
Drab,
on the
like rooting
redemption
for Russell
tour.
Wilson this weekend against the Commanders? Where do you stand here?
Am I rooting for Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He is. He is.
I think you're back.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the Commanders. It's only because when Pete Carroll was fired, Russell Wilson flew in from Denver that night and had dinner with the old Seahawks. So I kind of forgave him.
Oh, okay.
Plus, got it's it. The road to redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody burying the guy, he's become the underdog again.
Right, I like that. Do you think that at the end of the day, Drab, that Russell Wilson is a good guy or he's a villain?
Oh, I think he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, I think
even
he's
though
a good
he's
guy.
Kind of fake,
I think he's
and
just kind of very calculated, but I still think at his core, he's a good guy.
He's got a little Kirk Cousins in him. Okay. Eddie Haskell.
Goody-goody.
Yes.
Goody-goody type of guy.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
You know how, like, anytime Kirk
corny
wears the chain and Kirk Cousins is doing all these things. I saw him do something recently. Mm-hmm. Trying to be one of the guys, but you're not really one of the guys.
Right. He's a try too hard.
Yeah, it's a try hard.
Yeah.
All right, so I have the map here for those of you that maybe have kids or siblings or friends around the country. Looks like this game's going to be in maybe 50% of the country or so on CBS. So if you live in New York City, Philly, obviously Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Boston, Cincinnati. I mean, all the way out to, Cakes, I don't even know what state that is.
Hold on.
I don't even know. What state is it? What is it? What is that?
You're looking at Arkansas and the northern portion of Louisiana.
Okay. So all the way out to there. Okay. Whatever that dividing line
SEC
is.
SEC country.
Or down there.
Up to like.
Definitely down there.
Yeah.
Minnesota
Southwest.
Will even have this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then
who's calling this game? Charles Smith and
Ian Eagle and Charles Davis.
Charles Davis.
Yeah, not the former like 6'10 power forward from Pitt.
Yeah,
not him.
No.
Right.
Not that guy.
Smith Davis.
From a long time ago.
So Ian Eagle and Chuck Davis. All right.
Yes.
Right. So a lot of the country is going to be watching this game. Big game. We've broken.
Drabby, we should try and get Charles Davis on tomorrow because he's done our show a bunch.
He has.
Yeah.
Love Charles.
He's a good guest.
He does morning radio though.
Mm. Oh, he does. Okay,
a lot of times.
Well, maybe not Ian Eagle then.
In terms of what are we looking at here, we've talked about it already. They've got a great defense in terms of only giving up less than 15 points per game, so there'll definitely be a challenge. Of course, they added Preston Smith as some depth, right? You got to try to figure out how they're going to keep T.J. Watt in check if that's even possible. And then offensively, neither Justin Fields, Russell Wilson's been prolific, I guess, the last couple of weeks, but they're still only averaging less than 200 yards passing per game. It's 26th in the league, but they could run the football, Cakes. Najee Harris, right?
He's had a real turnaround the last three games, and you know that Arthur Smith, when he's calling the plays, loves to run him the ball.
Now, how much of that rushing is
Fields? He only has 2 touchdowns, though.
They're 138 yards per game. What was Fields averaging per game on the ground?
Close to 50.
I'd have to look
close
and see
to 50.
His game
he was
on.
Averaging, so that's a good chunk of it. So he doesn't run like he used to.
No, he was averaging 38.5. So he was averaging
not quite
40. 40. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But Harris, even though he's got almost 600 yards rushing, he's only got 2 touchdowns.
Right.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So they don't score. They're not a prolific scoring team.
No, but they are scoring 23.5 points per game. It's 13. It's upper half of the league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Commanders have been up there like at one or two. In scoring, might have dipped a little bit in the last 2 weeks. Let's go to Brian in La Plata. Brian, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
I absolutely love the towel idea, but I don't want
to... Can tell what he's trying to do.
Yeah, we see where he's going there.
Gosh. You know what? Idea. That's kind of like a Valdez thing, let's be honest.
All right, when we come back, we will talk some more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. And don't forget, coming up at 8, Dave Richard joins us to give you that Week 10 fantasy football advice that you need. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.